Bosch turned around. Deputy Chief Irving stood in the open door of the little station house.
All of you,
he said, signaling Bosch and his team inside. They entered a cramped room dominated by the large old cable wheels that once moved the train cars up and down the incline. Bosch remembered reading that when Angel's Flight was rehabilitated a few years earlier after a quarter century of disuse, the cables and wheels had been replaced with an electric system monitored by computer. On one side of the wheel display was just enough room for a small lunch table with two folding chairs. On the other side was the computer for operating the trains, a stool for the operator, and a stack of cardboard boxes, the top one open and showing stacks of pamphlets on the history of Angel's Flight.